Okay, so for today, we're on Yud Zayin. So we're discussing about Duchening. So the last halacha that we learned has Zayin, I believe, is page 9, excuse me. Page 9. So Kuf Chav Ches. Sif Yud Zayin. So the last halacha that we learned is that the Kohanim cannot swivel back around to return to their positioning facing the Aron until the Chazan says Sim Shalom. Until the Chazan says Sim Shalom. And also, okay, so we'll just leave it at that. Yud Zayin. Keshemachzirim Panem, when the Kohanim do swivel back, whether it's the beginning or at the end, in other words, when they swivel around for to start dochening, whatever minog you have, as we discussed before, or whether it's at the end of the conclusion of dochening, lo yachziru ela derech yamin. They should swivel around to the right, to the right. So in other words, when they turn around this way, they go that way, and when they turn around that way, they go around back that way. They always go to the right, which is we see from the Beis Hamikdash that they used to go that way. Always went around to the right direction, not the correct direction, to the right. And the Rama says, "Kishiyar de mina duchan lo yigu b'mina aleihem." When they go down, they shouldn't touch their shoes. Those who come to the Tuesday night shiur know why. Hamet to nothing, which are dirty. If they do touch shoes, so then, as we learned on Tuesday night, so then they have to go back and wash before they continue davening. So again, like we've discussed this before, if you touch shoes or other things, you have to wash before you continue davening. Yurches. The person, chazan, usually, who calls out kohanim is only allowed to do that. Again, we learn that it has to be at least two kohanim. We learn why. But he can only call out kohanim to begin the process of duchening only once everyone's, or a majority of the tzibur has answered, finished answering amen. Right? Elchanu ala ados, amen. Right? So he can't cut them off. The chazan, or whoever says kohanim, shouldn't be doing that in the middle of, until most of the tzibur has finished answering amen, to the last bracha that the chazan said. Ve'ein ha-kohanim rishon lahachil birchas asher kishan v'kedusha shashal aron ad she'echal ha-dibur kriyas ha-kohanim mipi ha-kara. And so too, take a little further, so the kohanim shouldn't start the bracha until the chazan is, or whoever, is finished saying kohanim. We shouldn't say ka baruch ata, right? They have to wait till he's finished. So basically, we're learning you shouldn't cut anybody off, right? That's gonna be the idea. But achar shbircha akwanim asher kisham b'kedushas shel Aaron and roshayim lahakol yevarecha ad sheyechala mipiat kol hatzibur. Turn the page. Amen. Shonim achar bracha asher kisham b'kedushas shel Aaron. And so too, they shouldn't say yevarecha until everyone's finished answering, or a rov, majority of every of the tzibur is finished saying amen to their bracha. So again, this is not so much of a problem because we learned before that our minug is that, right, we saw a difference of opinion whether the Mechaber says the chazan doesn't call out yivarecha, but our minug is that we do. And one of the Chavriya Kolo, the Svari Kolo, who's here, said the Svarim also do that. They do say Yivarecha. So Mishnah Berurah points that out. So therefore, we're going to have to extend this a little. So now, the person who's calling out Yivarecha shouldn't call out Yivarecha until the Amen is finished being said by the Tzibur. Right? The Amen to B'gdushash Rav, the Bracha to the Birchas Konim, it's finished. Amen. Yevarechacha, right? His Yevarecha shouldn't cut off the Amen. The Mishnah Berurah also points out the same thing applies to at the beginning of each stanza. In other words, when the chazan has to say Ya'er and Yisa, he shouldn't do that until everyone's finished saying Amen to the last stanza. You understand what I'm saying? Okay, I hope so. I'm going further. V'chein elam rishoyim lahachil beteva ad shi'achala hateva mipi ha-mekara. And so too, each word, right? The chazan says Yevarecha. So now, the kohanim say Yevarecha. So now, the kohanim shouldn't start their Yevarecha until the caller, usually the chazan, is finished with calling Yevarecha. Yevarecha. Yevarechacha, not Yevarechacha, right? They shouldn't cut off the collar either, consonant, whatever you want to call it. Ve'atzibur onim amen atchechal bracha mipi akonim, as we've seen many times before. Also, we, the tzibur, shouldn't answer amen until the konim are finished with their bracha, right? We've learned this before. Me'chatufa, right? We discussed this a number of times before. It happens classically on a yontif when Amrachas Amo Yisrael b'Hashamein, right? You know, gets cut off. Baruch Hashem here, it doesn't happen. But again, that's a problem. So that same problem is evident here when the Kohanim are doing their bracha. So obviously, we shouldn't answer Amen to their bracha until they're finished with the bracha. And the Ramah, as we Achilu Akohanim Ribono Olamim, Achil Chalamein Pi Atzibur, also. The Kohanim shouldn't start there after Tefillah, which we learned about before, until the last Amen is finished. Now, the Mishnah Berurah explains, obviously, the reason for all this is that each word has to be heard very carefully. So therefore, if, let's say, the Chazan is cutting off the Kohanim, or the Kohanim are cutting off the Chazan, or whatever way it might be, can't hear the words. Can't hear the words properly. So therefore, we have to watch out for all these things. Okay, you test very quickly. It's a little short one. Ein shalek sivur roshay lanos amen acher berachas bracha shel kohanim. The chazan himself should not answer amen. The chazan himself shouldn't answer amen to the berachas kohanim. The Mishnah Berurah explains the reason is he'll get mixed up. He'll get mixed up. If he's answering amen, then he'll forget where he is. Okay, so based upon that, how about if he is diving from a sitter, which hopefully we do. Well, hopefully with Chazan does, so he will not get full-blunged. He won't get mixed up. So could he answer Amen? We'll see that Mishnah Berurah Meretz Hashem next week, being after Shabbos and Meretz Hashem. Why are you looking at me at that tone of voice? You don't like it?
I don't understand.
Oh, okay. So I'll explain to you.